Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Sean Kernan, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is Why a Dog Helps More Than a Dating Profile, and It Isn't Just About Meeting. It was the first, the only, and likely the last time that an attractive woman in a bikini would ever approach me. "Is that a golden retriever?" she said, just as her own golden retriever came up to sniff butts with mine. "Yes, he's a bit overweight. He has a slow thyroid," I replied a bit sheepishly. It isn't often that someone has to confirm your golden is actually a golden, particularly if they own one themselves. My dog had some birth defects. He was unusual looking. I proceeded to have a friendly conversation with the woman. We joked around for a bit as the pooches splashed at the beach. She seemed flirty, and I might have even asked her out, but I was married at the time. Timing was never my forte. I had a first date at a dog park once. I remember her showing up. She had three dogs, small, medium, and large. We sat on a bench and talked as our dogs ran around playing. We discussed life, each other, and our dogs. It was a refreshingly nice change of pace from the usual bar date. There's an old cliched joke about bro friends borrowing a puppy or baby to go pick up women at the park. I'm not advocating that in this article, but within that idea, there is some morsel of wisdom. Not everyone wants to meet on a dating app. I theorize that many women would love to meet a guy in a more traditional way, bumping into them on a sidewalk, at a street corner, in a park. Think rom-com. Looking at it from a different angle, imagine being at a party with your partner. Then someone comes up and asks you how did you two meet? Consider these three responses. 1. We met on OkCupid. 2. We met on Tinder. 3. We met while walking our dogs. Which would you prefer? It seems somewhat obvious. 3 seems more endearing. I actually love online dating, for a lot of reasons, but a part of me is sad that our romantic lives have fallen into the hands of algorithms and robots. The convenience of technology has come at a cost of spontaneity. Gone is the chance romanticism of finding a match in the chaos. Dog ownership is one way to meet people. They are fantastically social creatures that need interaction. You can go to the dog park, dog beach, anywhere, and strike up a conversation. Dog owners have an instant connection. Also, a dog gets excited to meet a stranger like it's a reunion with a long-lost relative. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God! It has a way of making someone feel welcome. If I had a daughter and I found out her new boyfriend had a dog, I'd feel a little bit better about him. A person's ability to take care of and love an animal is a conduit to their value system. In an ironic way, dogs actually train us. They require walks, additional groceries, vet visits, cleanings. Translation, they force you to think about someone other than yourself. It's great training for a relationship. A pooch's dependency and devotion creates a strong bond. It broadens your emotional palette and allows you to understand love on different terms. As a party-consumed 20-some dude, my dog forced me to stop thinking about myself so much. I worried about him. I planned around him. It stopped being me, 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 and switched to me plus him. Even just having an affinity for animals can help, my friend Brooke said. Nothing is better than watching your crush fawn over a dog. You can meet people on walks. You can use them as a conversation point or just a distraction if you can't think of anything to say. And you can judge someone based on how they treat animals. There's also something disarming about a man who owns a dog. It shows a paternal instinct, a desire for companionship, and a level of responsibility that was purely voluntary. When I'd wash my dogs on the front porch, I certainly got more ways from women than ever I did mowing the lawn. Now, obviously, the last thing I want is for people to read this and go adopt a dog solely as a romantic tool. Ownership is a commitment. There will be all sorts of madness and crazy things going on, but there's a huge payoff in all of it. The physical separation caused by this pandemic has me fearing that the future will be quite similar. We'll be confined to chat room romances and Zoom roulette to meet our next partner. I'll someday be a gray old man saying, "In my day, we actually walked up and talked to people." Perhaps there will be a revolution of sorts. We'll start to get out more and talk to people. Maybe someday we'll boycott dating apps and join book clubs, fitness groups, and whatever other flavor of the week is flying high. Or maybe dog parks will become the new hotspot. They are certainly great places to mingle. I don't know that cats bring us together. The idea of a cat park only brings to mind a bunch of cats sitting and staring at each other. So I turn to you. Single people without a dog, consider the many benefits of owning a dog. They'll make you a better person. You'll meet lots of people. Perhaps you'll even find love. Single people with a dog, why aren't you at the dog park right now? Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook. Or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.